This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I believe Wick on that one. Boston's only big enough for one arena. And if we were going to renovate anything, it'd be us and the Jacobs together. It's like the Jacobs own the building. They're going to do what they want.
Yeah, that was a weird answer. That was a surprising answer to me. And I don't know what was the reasoning behind that? Because is that just to like play nice right now with the Jacobs? Because you do have a deal with them right now. And
could
so you don't want to be like publicly, yeah, of course we're looking for another spot.
Yeah.
But if you're only,
Garden stinks.
But if you're buying the team, like why would you spend that much money? So the most money ever spent on a professional team in North America and you don't own the building, you have Bruins colors all in the building and like bizarre.
Right.
You would think you'd want your own building and it may not be in Boston. Like, I think ideally it would be in Boston, of course. We all can't stand that you got to go out to Foxborough to watch football. But they wouldn't be the only ones. The San Francisco 49ers don't play in San Francisco.
No.
The New York Jets and Giants don't play.
They don't even play in the state.
They don't even play in the freaking state. Now, those are football. I think it's easier to get away with it in football because it is such an event and there's only eight of them a year.
Is Detroit still Palace at Auburn Hills?
I mean,
is it still that arena?
Yeah, you might be right.
That's not or did they move downtown recently? Because they built hockey downtown. I don't. My answer is I don't know, but that's at least one I could think of that was out of the town.
But there are ones that aren't exactly right in there. Now, there are some that are right in there. I mean, Philadelphia's got a great little setup where they have like all three of theirs
back to back. Yeah.
Even Cleveland, I think they have their two like right next to each other. But regardless, I don't know. Is it just literally there's no space for it? I mean, Boston is pretty built up.
Well, what he said was you can't have dueling arenas because you need to fill out all the other off dates with acts and concerts and things like that, and there's not enough for two. I reject that, but that's what he said.
Sure.
Yeah,
there's
right.
not enough comedians in the world or music acts in the world to come through here.
That's what the man said. I don't buy it, but that's what he said. He also
said. But that's also not going to be up to him.
Well, true. And he also said there's not room enough in Boston, which.
Yeah, maybe, I wonder if it's just like geography, like you're talking about the size of Boston.
Maybe that's a hint about where a new arena would be.
Revere. The Wiggy's going to get his way. It's going to be the Revere Celtics.
Everett, though. I mean, Encore, which is where they're talking about building that Rev Stadium, which will probably never happen.
Yeah, because technically he's right. Well, there's not two in Boston.
It's not in Boston.
There's one in Everett.
I mean, his answer would be nonsense because, again, there's not enough room to fill out all the acts and concerts.
Yeah,
because
I don't think it would be all that rare. Like, if you look around all professional sports, I wonder how many of them are actually in that place. I mean, the LA Angels of Anaheim, famously, are not in Los Angeles.
Right.
In fact, really not all that close, right, to Los Angeles. But they want the name.
Right.
I mean, the name will never change, but it's just like, how far would you be willing to go? How many years away is this?
To me, Everett's pushing it. Like, I don't even think I'd really want to go over there to watch the Celtics. I would, but I would rather have them at the Garden than there, I think.
Well, if Bill Chisholm's also looking at this as a long-term investment, then, all right, in the immediacy, you can get rid of Porzingis and Jrue Holiday. Mm-hmm. But then if you never have your own building, like at what point are you going to really be able to make a significant profit?
Well, and you said this earlier, too. How do you make it worth $10 billion? How do you make it worth $12 billion? You got to own the arena.
I would think.
Well, although maybe not. Maybe the Celtics just disproved that. They went for $7 billion.
Well, so when Steve Ballmer, correct me if I'm wrong, when he bought the Clippers, mm-hmm. spent a ton of money on the Clippers, and they shared a building yep. until they didn't.
Yeah, now they have their own arena.
Yeah.
Intuit or whatever, what's it called? They have their own arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Los Angeles is bigger than Boston, obviously, but I don't know, that's a two NBA team town, and they were able to split the arena and not share it. So, I mean, I think ideally, maybe he's not going to say it publicly yet, but I don't know why Bill Chisholm wouldn't want his own building. It's crazy to think that he would. Now, he's going to weigh it all and kind of figure it out and be like, all right, what's the most we can make doing this and like all that other stuff? But for sure, you'd want to branch out.
See, I think so, too. I just, even if he wants to do it, it's not going to happen overnight.
No, I mean, that's for sure
that
true.
Will take time. So, like, that is a longer-term thing. You're talking maybe 10 years. Like, I don't know how quick. How long did Ballmer own the Clippers before he moved them? How long did... Is it Joe Lacob? How long did they own the Warriors before they moved them from Oakland to downtown San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would look at those timelines, and that's probably what you're looking at to even hope to build a new arena here. And I don't know how construction is in San Francisco. I imagine it's significant and busy just like it is here. I don't know how construction is in L.A. I'd imagine the same thing. But, you know, I would look at that and say that's probably a similar timeline. 617-779-7937. Bill Chisholm. That's apparently what we're all calling him now.
Bill,
I do like that.
I've run it in a lot of spots.
I feel like I was ahead of the curve.
Yeah, you really were.
Had a quote to Shams yesterday. He said, the team is in a great place right now, and I'm very sensitive to that. Wick, Brad, and Joe have done amazing jobs. My approach is to win and raise banners.
Yes.
That's in the near term and the long term.
All right.
I bleed green, he said.
Really? Just like Doc Rivers.
I love the Celtics.
Yeah.
When the opportunity came up, I couldn't pass it up. Wick has done an incredible job, so why would you mess that up? I've had a couple of sit-downs with Brad, and it's been about aligning our goals and extending the window of this team. So okay, he's saying the right things.
All right. Yeah, it's all going to be about the actions. We can all just kind of guess as to what it's going to be. And this offseason, especially with Wick putting sort of a June-July timeline on it, we'll find out for sure. I don't think anybody knows, like, you know, with the exception of Bill Chisholm, exactly what they're going to do. But also, it might depend on what this team does, how they look. You know, one of the scenarios we brought up is, let's say Porzingis deals with a bunch of injuries again. They win a title again, and he plays a handful of games. You're saying to yourself, all right, now, are we getting our money's worth with this guy?
Right.
Or can we win without him? Oh, wait a minute, we have won without him?
Does Bill come in? My guy, Bill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does he come in and does he say, yeah, we've won two titles without this guy? What are we paying him for?
Right.
I mean, maybe.
It's like, guys, and you guys are telling me about the basketball penalties here. So, like, let's get out of this apron. Let's try to
get rid of him.
And still be competitive. And that's the thing is, like, how many corners can you cut while still being competitive? And is it easier or more difficult? If they win, is it more difficult to make big changes, or is it if they lose, is it more difficult?
I think if they win, it's more difficult.
Yeah, right. Because you're going for a three-peat or a Celtic.
The one you raise, no, it's C-speed.
Yeah, C-speed.
The one you raise with Porzingis, maybe the exception. Like if he gets hurt and they win without him, maybe there's an exception there. But in general, no, winning will put pressure on to keep it together. And I think it's easier to stomach the luxury tax bills and everything else because you're winning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't want to. I heard Courtney say this today. She's right. You don't want to come in, be the new guy, tear everything down, and the fan base will turn on you real quick.
Yeah.
They'll turn on you real quick.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So you can't be the guy who does that. If you lose, though, you might have an excuse. I mean, the Suns, right away when Ishbia bought that team, were they in the NBA Finals? Was it right after he came in? They had been to the NBA Finals and lost to the Bucks, and he's like, oh, we're going to contend. We're going to add all these pieces, and he's ready to tear it all down.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine he's very well liked there these days.
No, can't imagine. Which is also, I think Curtis was mentioned in this, one of the reasons why you keep Wick Grosbeck on. Because it's not just, hey, we're the new guys, and I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but we're getting rid of three guys. Like, Wick, you can talk to everybody.
Right.
Hey, Wick, why don't you go? You already have a relationship with, you know, the Greg Hill Show in the city of Boston. Like,
Wick's
you
already
do this.
Blaming Brad Stevens. He's already like, well, it's going to be up to Brad.
No, Brad's so good. Brad can do anything. Yeah. Brad's like, seriously?
In Brad we trust.
Is this going to push Brad back to college? Could be a question.
Good question.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. With the tournament going on, it is a time of year where I feel like yearly Brad Stevens has to reject some college that was interested in him. His name popped up with Duke a few years ago, didn't it?
Duke and Indiana.
It's popped up with Indiana a ton.
Always with Indiana.
And
those are the two that make the most sense to leave this job to go somewhere.
So the most
sense. Although he loves Butler. So maybe just write back to Butler.
The most sense, sure. I don't think it makes any sense for him to go back to college. Like, I don't. People who worry about that, I don't understand why. Why would he want to go back to coaching?
So
anywhere, not coaching,
NBA.
Yeah, well, now with the nil money.
Well, that's interesting. Does he want to? I mean, maybe that's a good point. Maybe he would want to be a GM. I don't see him going back to coaching. Maybe he would be a GM.
See, I thought he was a coach. Like, I was shocked when he got moved to the front office.
Oh,
I'm like,
too.
What are you doing? I'm like, this makes no sense. And I was like, he'll be doing this for a year or two till his contract's out, and then he'll be right back in college.
Me too. I was wrong. Yeah, I did not think he'd be good at this.
And it's funny because it's not that I had a fear, because I was like, I don't think he's going to be good, so I think he'll be better off for everybody if he just goes back to college. And then I was so wrong. He's been so good at this. Right away, he was good at this. And, you know, he made all kinds of trades. The draft is kind of TBD just because he hasn't really had draft picks or whatever. But the trades that he has made have been fantastic. He breaks through, wins a title, and they're going. But that was the other thing is, all right, new owner, new boss. What is that going to mean? Right now they're all saying the right things. And you know, even Bill Chisholm in one of his statements was talking about Stevens and Missoula and everybody's great. That's a whole new working relationship. Maybe he doesn't want to pay him as much to do that job or whatever. Now there's going to be more challenges for Brad. So before it was like, assemble the best roster possible, and he did. And now if they're like, hey, assemble the best roster, but it needs to be
within
this
these
number.
Parameters. Yeah.
So it might just change it, or is he a guy that's just looking for another challenge? Like, that's the other thing you run into with some of these coaches. Like, really successful college coaches want to try it in the pros. Right, really successful pro coaches might want to be a GM or might want to do something, or at least go to another team and try it, or like a different group of guys. Like, you never know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I don't have an overwhelming fear, but I think it's another thing to sort of add to the pile of uncertainty with the team.
But coach or GM in college?
So
GM to me now makes, I didn't even think about that. Good job by Nick bringing that up. That makes way more sense than him coaching.
But I think the guy loves coaching. I'm surprised he's been away from it for so long. Could he do both? Could he be a Bill Belichick of college? Could he be a coach GM?
Isn't your life is so much more in order when you're not a coach, isn't it?
It is, but some of these maniacs that have coached their whole lives and just love out of bounds plays and love drawing up defenses.
But does he strike you as like a coaching maniac?
Does he? Well, when he was at Butler in his first few years in the league, especially when he didn't have a lot of talent, I thought of him as a guy that was just obsessed with coaching.
But now we've seen him in the front office, and you got a taste of that. And I imagine the money's good. The lifestyle is a million times better as a GM than it is as a coach day to day. It's way better as a professional coach than it is a college coach. You don't have to worry about recruiting
or
any of that nonsense.
And this is a complete guess. We'd have to ask Brad Stevens about it. I bet when he was a coach, he had a lot of thoughts. And we saw this because the first day he took the job, he traded Kemba Walker so fast that your head would spin. But when he was a coach, was he thinking, here are all the moves I would make?
Mm-hmm.
Versus now as a GM watching the games, I bet he's thinking, Well, I would call a timeout, right?
You know what I mean? Like, I bet his hat. He's
with
like,
Missoula, you have
he's
to be
constantly
yeah.
doing
yeah.
the other job yeah. while he's doing it.
No, that's
so,
true.
Yeah, I don't know what he would want to do. I think he should have this job for pretty much as long as he wants it. But I don't know what the new relationship's going to be like with the new boss and everything else.
Would there be any? Well, that's true too. And it's important that Chisholm has highlighted this in a bunch of different interviews. But he's like, I met with Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens was in on. You brought this up yesterday.
Yeah,
was
I read
in
that
on
somewhere.
All the interviews mm-hmm. or not interviews.
The owner meetings.
Yeah, all of the meetings with the different ownership groups. So that speaks to Brad being here. But you're right. Maybe there's a conflict somewhere with new ownership.
But think
maybe,
about
perhaps.
That. Like think about that. Like if. Brad Stevens, who coached Jaylen Brown, then kicked up to the front office and watched Jaylen Brown turn into the player that he is, sign him to, at the time, the biggest deal in basketball history. And if he's told you have
trade
to
him.
Trade him, is he loving that?
No.
So I wonder if that kind of, you know, he's like, all right, I'm going to go do something else.
I don't see him going back to coaching personally. Maybe yeah. I'm wrong about that. But would he go be like the GM at Indiana where it's like, him and Tracy can go back to the Hoosier State.
Yeah, right.
Go back to where they want to be.
Maybe.
You can have a cushy gig and you spend some money recruiting college players. I mean, maybe I could see that. I don't think he's going anywhere soon. Like, I don't.
No, I think the next few years, let's play. Like they were kept saying, Wick Rosebeck is going to be the governor for 3 years. Like, minimum 3 years. They're like, all right, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be four.
No.
But let's see. So it'll be three. So there's sort of a transition. So it's not like Brad's going to have all new people around him.
Who goes first, Brad or Jaylen?
Let's see.
Jaylen. Like I think Jaylen goes before Brad if I had to kind of budget out. Like, Tate
honestly, maybe the same time. Maybe Brad's like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, you have to.
Fudge this. I'm out of here. Maybe there's some of that, yeah.
Well, I don't know what Brad's contract is either. We know what Jaylen's contract is. He signed for, what, 4 years after this one. Like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
locked in for the long haul. So, yeah, I guess I would say, yeah, you might be right. Might be Jaylen.
I mean, that's how if I was wagering on it, that's what I'd do. 617-779-7937. Although my wagering has not gone so hot here in the last, really more than 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a cold streak.
Well.
We can talk more Celtics if you want to jump in. 617-779-7937. We can get to the Patriots draft. Should they be considering moving up in the first round? We'll get to that with all your thoughts next.